Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
There are so many things I love about doing Naturally Savvy Radio, and one of my favorites is getting to talk to fantastic people like Carol Alt, who joins us twice a month here on Naturally Savvy. Hi, Carol.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're great. It's great to have you back. You know, Carol, I'm really excited to really dive into your book, A Healthy You, Boost Your Energy, Live Cleaner, and Look and Feel Younger Every Day. So Andrea and I went through the book and looked at things that were really interesting to us, which was everything. So we had to really...
That's good.
The book is amazing.
Yeah, to be cheesy. I really love the top six ways to eat like our ancestors that everyone can follow. And the first is eat real food. And, you know, it's really simple, but it seems like in our busy society, it just seems sort of so tough. What are some tips, Carol, to help people get back to that?
Well, first, what you have to understand, just because people say, well, what do you mean eat like our ancestors ate? I eat meat like my dad did, or, you know, I cook all the food my mom cooked me, but I'm getting fat and I don't understand. Here's what happened. In the 1950s, when it came to food, we started having major changes. Besides pasteurization, we had DDT. We had people moving from farms into cities, so food was being processed. And the reason they processed it was to cook the enzymes out of it so they could ship it from the farms to the city and it wouldn't go bad. And then we moved on into even worse things like radiating our food. Kodak passed, I think, like 4 years ago or 5 years ago, which means that any food coming in and out of the country has to be radiated. If you want to trade with the United States, you have to radiate your food when it leaves your country, and we radiate it again when it comes into this country. So again, you're killing enzymes and destroying the nutritional value of the food. But even worse, now we're genetically modifying. So, you know, with the movement of people and the DDT and the genetic modification and the radiation of our food and the processing and overprocessing, and adding to that that we're adding chemicals on top of the processing to preserve things, we are really not eating the same foods that our parents ate. And you really have to go back to the beginning to eat fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, meat that hasn't been hormoned. I even forgot to list that one. And make a lot of our own stuff. Or make it really easy. Go online and order raw food, because with raw food, it has to be organic. It's not processed, so there are no preservatives in it as well. And that's why I push raw food, because it seems to bypass all the horrible things that people are doing to food these days and just give you really fresh, clean food.
And the good thing about raw, too, is that it keeps its enzymes intact, which is another, amazing point about raw. Carol, I want to move on to page 89, because this is probably one of my favorite parts of the book, although, there's so many great parts, but you talk about coffee enemas, and the reason why I love it so much is because it's you talking about it, about the fact that you don't drink coffee. So I'm a huge fan of enemas, and I know people who I've spoken to about are like, ew, what? Let's talk a little bit about coffee enema. Coming from someone like yourself, I literally had like the biggest smile on my face when I read it. So tell us a little bit about what they are and what the benefits are.
You know, after my long explanation about the food, I thought you guys might have fallen asleep, but I could see that you were already ready to pounce on me about the coffee enemas. Yes, I know. it is funny. I mean, the thing that gets me all the time is how people can view something that the body does as icky. I mean, it's the body. The body does what the body does, and everything the body does is incredible. It's a miracle. You can't make a body. It's mind blowing what the body can do. So for people to go, ew, enemas, oh, I'm gonna poop, it just like makes me laugh because it's totally not in touch with the fact that everybody poops. It's just something we all do, you know. But what I like about the coffee enema is, you know, in this day and age, it's so hard to keep clean. It's so hard to get toxins out of the body. And I really believe that the coffee enema is a very big tool in detoxing. And I don't totally agree with high colonics. I've had a lot of friends who got very ill on high colonics because they didn't prepare the body for it. excuse me, they didn't prepare the body for it. So they didn't open up the intestines and allow the body to prepare to accept that much water that high up. And if you have diabetes, you should never do a high colonic because the valves are very weak in your, could be very weak in your intestines, and they could back up and things could flow up into your stomach. So I had that happen to my father-in-law. So you have to be very careful about high colonics. But a coffee enema is a simple way. It only really cleanses out the bottom part of your intestine. But what it does is it stimulates the liver, which doesn't really happen when you drink coffee. But it does happen if you use it in the other way. You put it in the other end. And what it does is the venous veins around the liver actually absorb the caffeine or the coffee, and it stimulates the liver to kick out bile and bacteria and all kinds of gunk, and then it washes it away. And this might not happen if you don't stimulate the liver to do that. So every day that poor liver is collecting junk and it's not able to spit it out. And this is the only way that I could think of that I believe can help with that issue.
Well, Carol, how often should people be doing coffee enemas?
Well, you know, you can overdo them. I mean, I read online somewhere that the only people who have ever died from doing coffee enemas is people who did them 3 and 4 times a day. And I understand with anorexia and other psychological problems that people want to feel skinny. And this does, when you do a coffee enema in the morning, like it picks up your energy and you just feel so skinny and energetic and sexy and ready to go. I know, from something so yucky, you could feel so great. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. But you can't overdo any kind of enemas or colonics or anything like that because it could really deplete the system. So, you know, by the way, this used to be in the Merck Nurses Handbook. And apparently, really? I was told by Dr. Gonzalez, I believe, that they took it out of the Merck Nurses Handbook due to space, not because they didn't believe it didn't work. So it's shocking they took out something that, in my view, is so necessary to detox the body to save space.
No, I totally agree. And we have an article on Naturally Savvy about enemas. I'm a huge fan, and I love that you included it in your book. So, Carol, we have under a minute left, about a minute left. I want to just talk a little bit about cancer prevention. I know that you interviewed Ty Bollinger, who is a friend of mine. I absolutely adore him. He's got now a cancer docuseries out that, for those of you who are listening who want to learn about the truth about cancer, tell us a little bit about cancer prevention and what are some of the things that you recommend in your book on page 74?
Well, you know, it depends on what type of cancer we're talking about, because Pam Horton got in there and talked about how to prevent breast cancer and some of the things that she's doing to help prevent breast cancer. In my view, you know, cancer is a very acidic, inflammatory condition in the body. And if we can reverse that inflammatory condition, I believe that we can heal ourselves. And therefore, I believe that the raw food diet, or, you know, an alkaline diet, if you will, is a very important tool, as is, by the way, the coffee enema and detoxing, as is several detoxes that can cleanse out the body, alkaline it out, and reverse a lot of these problems. By the way, aging is an inflammatory problem. It's an inflammatory condition. So I believe alkalining out the body can, in fact, anti-age us.
No, very
did
well
I make
said,
it,
Carol.
Did I make it in time? Did I get that in under a minute?
You did. You did it. We did it. And you know what? The show just goes by way too fast, but we'll pick it up again next time. Thank you for being on our show today, Carol. You can learn more about Carol, and you can follow her on Twitter at Model Carol Alt. Lisa and I both do. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with my beautiful co-host, Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Stay well.